All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
Is he worthy? Oh, I'm excited tonight. Amen, amen. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus. Yes, we are formed is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Our mixed panel opinions will share Jesus with the world through our testimonies to go and make disciples through our lives. No matter how sinful I am or how broken I have been, Jesus loves me. And guess what? No matter how broken or how sinful you might be, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Jesus is able to transform your life. And it doesn't matter what you came from, what you've done, and what you don't know. God can fix you right now because through his forgiveness of sins, to heal your wounds, to change your whole direction of your life, that will now put you in a place of righteousness that you can now be a Christian to go and tell somebody else. Yeah, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with someone who needs him. Because the moment I met him, I immediately had the privilege to do the most important thing. That was to tell you about the love of Jesus. And no matter what responsibility you take, no matter what position that you embrace, no matter what privilege you follow, it all boils down to sharing the love of Jesus. And that's what we're here for tonight, to talk Jesus like never before. Amen. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this broadcast tonight. We thank you for the listeners, the covenant partners, and everyone else that's involved live, archiving, and completely with this network, Lord, that we leave this place different than we came. Change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our minds to allow ourselves to be submissive to you, that our will not be done, but yours will is elevated, that your power is released, and that your anointing flows like never before, because our lives are changed, rearranged, and transformed. So thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we say amen. Well, good evening, family. This is Let's Talk Jesus. We are almost in the 20th week of this year, and time is moving on along. And as we start to go to the next level this week of our study, we want to talk about some people say, why you didn't talk about this first? Well, we talked about transformation and a lot of other things, but in this season, tonight, we're going to talk about the holiness of Jesus Christ. Now, just to, you know, a lot of people like definitions. Holy means to dedicate or consecrate to God for a purpose, a sacred purpose. So you're dedicating and consecrating yourself to God for a purpose and for it to be sacred. Now, some people say, well, you said holiness. Well, holiness is just a state of being holy. So that means you have to be in the state of dedication. You have to be in a state of consecration, and it has to be to God for a purpose and sacred. That means like you know, that word that even in the Lord's Prayer, when he said, hallowed be your name. Hallowed is your name is sacred. It's sanctified. And now for us to be in the state of that is now we represent that same sacred, consecrated, hallowed, sanctified position that we can express. Oh, I like that. That we can express his true holiness in our lives. Now, what a better place to start. I mean, to the call of holiness is each and every one of us that are now talking about Jesus together, and now must take a position of my call. It must now take a position of my righteous service. Watch what it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, 14 and 16. It says, therefore, gird your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. That word holy, as we said, that's that sanctified position. The world calls it what some of our young people say to we call you square. If you holy represents square to the world. Holy represents a nerd. holiness is not thought of as a virtue, but as a vice. Now that's insulting if you know really what holds the power of holy, because he says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." No, we're not talking about you, me, or anyone else. We're talking about being holy. As God, be you shall promise be holy, and the only way you can be holy is for He is holy. But even in the church, holiness is becoming rare. You know, just because the church is making a bunch of noise and a lot of things are going on, and I'm not knocking anybody's services. I'm saying that the sound is not what makes it holy; it's the spirit that exemplifies and speaks on holiness. And I'll tell you tonight, I've been doing a lot of study on this holiness, getting ready for tonight, and it's something that's not, it's been lost here in America. I mean, how comfortable are we to add God to our lives with no charge, nothing necessary on our part? But, you know, it's the same thing that was taught in the Old Testament. The prophets, along with John the Baptist, and then Jesus called for radical change to those who would trust and obey God's holiness. Now, here's a word you're going to say. How does this go with holiness? This word is repent. It says repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You know, you cannot experience holiness until you repent. Repentance means I proclaim the word of God in truth. Repentance means I change not only for my thinking and my actions, but because of the will of God. Repentance means that I'm now saved from the old man to now transformed into the new man. We are saved when we walk saved because what? You shall be holy, for I am holy. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, gird up your minds up for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in ignorance. See, we perish for what? Lack of knowledge. Oh, no, we're not perishing tonight. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves. See, don't think you can't be holy. The instructions of the Word of God says, if I believe in the truth of the Word, oh, it's done. It's not nothing I did. It's because of what God has done. But I must activate it. Oh, I love that word. You know I love that word. I must activate it before it will ever come to pass in my life. So if I don't repent and you repent for me, then that's not doing me any good. That's just showing God you're favorable enough to want to sacrifice for me. And I can't repent for you. I can't worship for you. I can't serve for you. I can't do anything for you. But what I can do is show an example of the truth, the word of God. That's the truth. And where is it that dwells in me? Oh, no. We see we're getting a little bit closer to holiness tonight because, you know, holiness was experienced in all of Peter's first epistle, as we read. But he continued to stress it throughout 1 Peter, 2 Peter, and Revelation. That holiness was the key to being in the right position and the right understanding of God. And it starts with my belief. Then it goes to my behavior. And now my holiness will be exemplified. Why? Through my actions. There's no natural way to be holy. there's nothing physical that we can do to be holy. But we must be holy unto the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. And we can't, and we have to be, watch this, and we also have to be very cautious not to be like the Pharisees. Remember he said in Matthew 5:20, he says, for I say to you that unless your righteousness surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not, there's that promise word again, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, I bring this up because shall is a promise either left or right. There's no middle ground that it might, coulda, woulda, shoulda. There's a shall be blessed or there's a shall be cursed. And true holiness, it guarantees that I will be blessed. But not because of what man is doing or what man is saying, but what the Spirit has said. Oh, hallelujah. See, God is holy. In that, he utterly is totally different, totally distinct from his own creation. Oh, yes, he made us in his own image, but we are not God. We cannot be God, but he says we can be like him. Oh, go back up. He says, be holy, for I am holy. So I know that holiness must be one of those characteristics, one of those personal flaws, not a flaw, but a personal characteristic that the flaws are taken out of. Because we are what? 1 Peter 2:9, he says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you, there we go, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, glory be to God. The word confirms itself, because it didn't say into his mysterious light. It says into his miraculous, marvelous light. Look at four or five different translations, but it all refers back to the magnificent, marvelous works of the light. Who is the light? Jesus is the light, holy, and the light changes things. He was holy to Moses. He was holy he was holy from Adam all the way to me. God cannot lose his holiness. Now, watch this though. As those that should be holy too, for he is holy. When you use his name and you're not holy, you aren't disregarding you. You're disregarding him. If I just talk the talk and do what I think needs to be done for people, I'm disregarding God because I'm not speaking the truth. Because the truth hurts, but it sets you free. But you must be in the truth to know the truth. And if I don't tell the truth is not in me. And if you don't tell the truth, oh, hallelujah, the truth is not in you. But the truth is what sets me free to be in true holiness with God, complete holiness, not like the scribes and Pharisees. No, we must separate from anything that is not pleasing to holiness. See, the result of holiness results in the care of one's parents in the time of need. Oh, yes. To not throw them away. That's holiness. That's being honorable. Remember the definition, dedicated, consecrated to God, to God as a purpose. Now watch this. You're going to say, what's that got to do with my? Well, when you honor authority, we were teaching this last week in Bible study, Romans 13, it says all authority was approved, was appointed and put in place by God. There's no authority except by God. And if you don't respect authority, you do not respect God, and you bring damnation on yourself. So it tells me that anything that is in authority, if I must respect it as God, everything's holy. I know they didn't treat me right. I know they did everything that was not in agreement with what I know the word says. But guess what? There's still authority. And yes, I got a little position, but that still person over me has authority. That I have to look at authority as holiness. Oh, hallelujah. I'm helping somebody on this one tonight because it's going to help you at work. This is going to help you on your own business. This is going to help you on your own market or whatever it is that you're doing. Because watch this. When you respect authority as God, when you see them, you don't see man, even though he's cussing, even though he's fussing. You see God because he's authority. And we must respect all authority. This, we're talking about holiness now, dedicated, consecrated to God. If you're consecrated to God, that means you don't see nothing physical in nobody. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But we must be in a position of holiness that we recognize holiness. Oh, hallelujah. You can't have holiness if you don't know holiness. And today is the day that you will leave this place tonight knowing that it's you and your, watch this, and your position with God in holiness. Not mine. And I pray that something that we're saying tonight is blessing you and that you can now step over from holy to holiness by now getting to the state of being holy. That's a hard job to do. No, be dedicated and be consecrated to God with a purpose. Yes, with a purpose. Nothing you do is without purpose with God. Nothing I do is without purpose. It must be done unto God with purpose, because now that just acknowledges to him that it's his. And then that pleasing in his eyesight, saying, see, you finally got it. Finally, you are strong in the Lord in the power of his might. But this is something that's been promised, y'all. Now, I'm not just giving out something new. This has been promised. Get ready to open up the lines for my covenant partners. Go ahead, and I see my two stunners out there, Minister Michelle and Pastor Dwayne. I'm definitely gonna bring you guys in. But anybody else wants to get in this conversation of holiness, come on and get in. But we're gonna end this my section with this. Go to Romans chapter 1, and we're gonna read the first six verses there. I'm going to expound just about a minute. I got about 5 minutes on my time, and then we're going to open up the lines so we can really connect on holiness. Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. Oh, now I just want to stop there for a second, because you see where it says separated? That was not taken away. That was not pulled out. It was separated, but it must be done by you. Because he said there, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Are you been called? Then separated to the gospel of God, which he, verse 2, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of what? Holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, through whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience of the faith among all nations for his name. Among you, you are also called of Jesus Christ. Now watch this. The spirit of what? Separation to the gospel, and then having the spirit of holiness. Oh my God. You can't just be holy, and you can't just be in the state of holiness. You have to be in the spirit of holiness. And that means my mind is staying fixed on him. Oh, yeah. I know things are going on around and about me, but my mind stays in a place of what? Dedicated, consecrated. Oh, no. Even though those things, those voices and those thoughts are trying to pop up and trying to tell me that I'm crazy, and I am crazy. I am a peculiar people. Call me crazy because I am, but I'm not crazy in my mind. I'm crazy for Jesus. See, that's dedicated, consecrated. Oh, no, I got a purpose. Oh, yes, yeah. We talk about that. Wake up. Get up and move in your what? Purpose. I got a purpose. Dedicated, consecrated to God. And that's your purpose too. That to first of all get separated. And not from anything, but get separated to the church. Oh, I helped you there because I got to get rid of this. No, you don't. Just get separated to the church. And everything else will separate itself. And then watch this. That and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness. Oh, my God. You are holy. Lord, you are holy. You are holy. Lord, you're holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne. To be called into your presence as your own. See, holiness has to do with wanting to be with him. I can just break down and do a praise service right now because I want to be with him. Well, I got time for my evening worship. I want to invite you guys to get involved. I want you guys to get in this conversation. I want to hear from you tonight, and I want you to talk Jesus this evening. Minister Michelle, good evening, woman of God. Do you have time to talk Jesus?
Yes, I do have time to talk Jesus. Good evening. Good evening, my
God. Well, you say you'll make time for that up.
Always. We have to make time for it, amen. God, if Christ spent time to die for me, then I have time to talk Jesus 24/7. If I don't have time, I'm going to make time. Amen. But it is a priority
amen.
In my life. Amen. It's a great topic. I mean, holiness is an awesome topic. I know a lot of times people think of holiness, they think of the way you dress, and, you know, they think of the big hats and the matching suits and, you know, all these different things we think of holiness. But really, when it comes down to it, the only thing that makes us holy is the blood of Jesus. It's him that cleanses us from all his righteousness. He's able, it's because of his blood, his sacrifice, his love, that he's able to present us holy and acceptable before God. Other than that, there is no holiness without the blood of Jesus. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Amen. And 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So it's the blood of Jesus that purifies us, again, from all sin and makes us holy. And so that is where we are holy in. But then we do have, as you said, a spirit of holiness. And the spirit of holiness is submitting to God, is submitting to God's will for our lives, not our own will. And it's being sold off of Jesus. You know, you can live a holy lifestyle by obeying God's commandments, by keeping the will of God. That's how you live a holy lifestyle, and that's how you have the spirit of holiness. And we only can be holy through the blood of Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. And without that, we can't even, like you said, it's not normal. It's not a normal response, but we can live a holy lifestyle with the power of the Holy Spirit. We can do it, and we are made holy through Christ. Amen. That's my part on tonight. Praise God. And I thank
Amen. Where my preacher girl at?
Amen.
You
want me to preach?
No. I'm just messing with you. Wait, look, you had a lot of events the last couple of weeks. I miss you.
Yep, I have.
And then Friday, and then Thursday night, I got locked out my apartment. Look,
you know,
I'm sitting there. Look, I wanted to break the window, but that would have cost me $100.
That's okay. I'm exhausted from Mother's Day because as long as you have your mother, it's all about her. So you do what you have to do to make
well,
her
we
happy.
Well, we're still celebrating you mothers. We are still celebrating you
Amen.
Mothers. Us men on Man Up, we are trying to put out a daily shout out to women that you know, mother or not, every day we need to celebrate women.
That's right.
Now, that
right.
don't mean y'all can't do the same and celebrate. No, I'm just
No, I agree. We should celebrate one another. Amen.
Exactly.
The most
Maybe we'll talk about that this month on the collaboration.
Okay, I like the man of God.
Yeah, look how God moves. Love you, sis. Pastor
love
Dwayne, you ready, man? You ready to talk Jesus?
Man, I'm ready to talk Jesus, man. You started something here, man, because no, that's what the church was first based on, holiness. Without holiness, can't no man see the Lord. We're not seeing God. We're seeing a fictitious of God because God said he's a holy God. If he's a holy God, what kind of God we seeing? Because this God we seeing, he's holy. He was righteous. Everything was about him was righteous. But we get this word that people put in the tongue, we can't be righteous. We can't. But I jump to the book of Jude. Okay, the book of Jude, the book of Jude, verses 24. It says, to him who's able to present you faultless. Who is that? We're talking about Christ Jesus. We're talking about God. If you go from the very first beginning, if you go in John 3, around 19, 18, or you go John 16 on down, it talks about, he's talking about holiness. Holiness is a lifestyle. Holiness become righteous. God told Moses, hey, what you doing? That lifestyle you involved with, this is holy ground. You can't come like you can't come to me in the flesh. You can't come to me like you know me. No, you have to, it's holiness. Without holiness, can no man see the Lord. Without holiness, no righteousness. We used to standard. You know, back in the days, we used to talk about them folks. Oh, they holy. Don't go to that church. Them church will turn you out. They'll get you talking about Jesus and all. Well, that's what Jesus is about. Our God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God. He's a God from the beginning to the end. That's the first thing he started talking about. Holiness is not of this world. It's not of this world. He said you're a new creature. Once you're born again, what is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is holiness. The Holy Ghost is holiness because it's not of this world. It gets you prepared how to live holiness. Holiness is a lifestyle. It's a standard, because God says it in a lot of ways. I would not dwell in no unclean temple. What is the unclean temple? Is there an unclean temple where the Holy Ghost is not dwelling? God don't dwell in mess. God don't dwell in unclean things. No, God dwells in clean things. Why? Because he said he's a God of clean. Remember he got on with Peter. What you going to call dirty when I call clean? What gives you the right to say whatever I call clean is clean? And so what we have to get back to, we got to get back into formality. We got to get back into understanding. The word of God is holiness. Everything about the word of God is holiness. It's about holiness. It's a spiritual thing. It's not a flesh thing. That's why a lot of folks can't appear to holiness. Why? Because they're trying to appear to it in the flesh. God looked in the heart of a man. He don't look at your flesh. Your flesh, he talks to the heart. It is the heart that makes confession. You say one thing. You say repent. Repent means turn around. What I'm repenting from? I'm repenting from the things that I used to do. Now that I know better, now that I know that God dwells in me, now that I know that I have to do this thing righteous, then I got to turn away. I can't do the same thing. I can't do like he, because he said, because we in the world doesn't mean we of the world. We of the world, but we're not in the world. He said that we are superior peoples. We are a holy nation. He always talk about holiness. Holiness becomes a lifestyle. That's where you come when you're praised. Your praise becomes a lifestyle. Your praise becomes a relationship. It's based on relationship. We trying to serve God in the flesh. Nicodemus, he told him, and then he was telling Nicodemus, a man must be born again. You must be born again, what? Of the water and of the spirit. Because if you're not born of the water and the spirit, you can't live holiness. You always going to find yourself condemned. You're always going to find yourself to justify. You're always going to justify your sins. You're always going to justify this. You're always going to justify it and going to justify this. You said a key thing. He said Paul was made to be an apostle for what? For the people, for the body of Christ. Peter then was no longer there. Paul was made to be an apostle. How he was made to be an apostle? Because everything that he knew, God had to strict him. Paul got blind. They don't read the scripture. God blinded Paul. That's how the man of God had to go pray for him and put the scales off his eyes. God blinded Paul. Paul was blind. He had to blind him because he was seeing in the natural. So by blinding him, he started seeing in the spiritual. That's why he was able to do mighty things for the Lord of God. That's why he always said, our Lord Jesus Christ, we got to do this. We got to do this. I greet you this. I do this. I do. Why? Because he was led by the Holy Ghost. Paul had a lifestyle. That's what holiness is. Paul had a lifestyle. His lifestyle was holiness. Because everything he did what? To edify the body of Christ. He edified the brothers and sisters. He didn't condemn nobody. He always said, well, you know, if grace abide, why we continue in sin? God forbid. Why? Because we holy peoples. We righteous peoples. You know, a lot of folks say we can't be righteous. Well, he said we righteous. He says that we righteous. He said that we become like him. If we become like him, then what that means, we like Christ. I'm the Word. Like I said before, I became the Word. We all became the Word. The Word became flesh and dwell among us. What? The Word dwell in us. Who dwelling in us? It's the Holy Ghost. It said without faith, we can't attain these things. Without faith, we can't say we holy. Because everybody want to talk, oh, you ain't holy. You don't even know what holy is. We don't know what holy is. Holy, you got to be led by the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Ghost is the teacher. He teaches us how to live holy. It teaches us how to live righteous. It teaches how to love. It teaches how to have respect. Minister Michelle said the main thing, without Jesus, you can't have holiness. So he says this, if you go anywhere else to the Father without going through him, that makes you out to be a thief. We need to lock some folks up. We need to press charges on some folks. We need to get together because we're ambassadors. He said we are police officers. He said we are the police officers of this world. We need to get together, get some handcuffs, and start locking some folks up. Why? Because they stole. They went the opposite way of going through Jesus to get to the Father. And he said if they do that, what he said, they're a robber. They're a thief. They're a thief. So a lot of folks don't know how to, they don't know the standards. They look at other folks and think that's what holiness is. Holiness is righteousness. That's no darkness in light. That's no darkness in light. And that God always says that. That's from the first beginning. The Bible said this is a holy Bible. It's a holy Bible. I know in other countries, before they pick up this Bible, they clean their hands. They make sure their hands done dirty. They don't put it on the shelf and let no dust get on it. They protect this word like with their life. Why? Because it's sacred to them. It's just, the word of God is sacred to some of them. But we Westerns, you know, they call us Westerns.
You know, I don't know why you brought that up tonight, because there's a movie out called Silence.
Mm.
And it's about back in the 1800s when the Christian evangelists or priests would go. They went to Japan, and Japan was killing them, hunting them down. Mm. Y'all need to watch this movie. I'm telling you, I sat there in tears the whole movie to see this young man serve Jesus, even when they told him to curse Jesus.
Mm. And, you know, and even speaking in that, Apostle, you got churches right now in China. I mean, mega churches.
Oh,
but they up
Africa.
On the ground. Why? Africa.
You got,
cause they,
in Africa, they, I mean, it's a Muslim. You got to think of these Muslim states. Oh, see, we're getting political. We talking Jesus and holiness. But I do want to say this, that even though I'm very pro-America, because there's a lot of work to do here, there's still a lot of help needed over there, because I've been to Somalia. I've been overseas. I've seen the Philippines. I've seen Singapore. I've seen Australia. I'm telling you, it's nowhere near like over here. And if you're a Christian in a Muslim city, oh, you hunt it daily. They hung these people upside down from their feet, and they cut the side of their neck so the blood wouldn't run to their head, and it's a slow death. Until they renounce Jesus.
That's it. And see, that's holiness. That's holiness. Holiness will make you die. You know, he said, for God I live, for God I die. A lot of folks say, well, I don't know. Holiness.
This is going on right now. This ain't old time either. This is going on right now. The people that be sending you those messages from Pakistan and stuff like that.
That's going on right now.
It's going on right now. They being hunted.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you,
know,
sister.
Like,
I got you. Go head out.
And it's just like the apostles, you know, our forefathers, the forerunners that set up the church. They died. They was hunted. They was crucified. They was cut up. They was killed. And this is the thing, though. This is the thing here. They lived for Christ. They knew that to lose their life on this part, they started getting a revelation. They start understanding.
Man.
They start really understanding. That's
I don't think anybody really, really fully understands what the 12 disciples, the one on the cross, the one on the hangman's noose, and the other 11 went through after Jesus died.
My God.
See, the Romans, their main objective was to erase any witness of the miraculous things of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the healing. They didn't want no record to go on point, because if there was a record, they had to take it.
Mm.
Even though it was a record of the Jews, they were so critiqued about their records. And this was Julius Caesar. Everything had to be good, bad, ugly, had to be reported. Their main goal when Jesus was crucified was to erase all counts of holiness.
Everything.
But God, the Holy One, who says, I'm holy, you be holy too. That's what we really went through. We got to get in. I'm going to figure out what show we're going to do that on, that we really get deep into the sacrifice of the disciples afterwards. They were hunted men.
Yes, they were.
And I know people say, watch this. I know people say, well, he denied him three times. He should be hunted. Mm. Oh, no, he came back, baby. He came back with power. He came back with authority. He came back. Oh, yeah, the other one ran and hid. The other one denied. The other one, they did probably what all of us would do.
Mm.
But when the rubber hit the road, they got out there and smashed.
That's it.
On one third
Sunday morning, he got up and he said, go get Peter and who? Go get Peter and the rest of them and meet me into Jerusalem. Go get the rock.
Meet me.
He didn't let them. He said, go get them.
My and yes, God. Ladies, that he was talking to, he did talk to a lady first. It's that's the record. Yes, you had the priority because he trusted. But you guys delivered. Thank you. I thank you for coming to the upper room. Minister Carolyn, I see you are in. Are you ready to talk Jesus?
Good evening, men and women of God. How are you?
Are we good? I caught y'all guard. My bad.
Yes, I was just listening, and I'm semi confused, but I don't know the way I see it as. I've been into like church all of my life, and I remember people used to say, you know, those holy people or those holy rollers. And my thing is, how do you separate the holy people from the false people? Well, I know the good and the bad, but even the person that accepts the Lord Jesus as his Lord and Savior, is that a holy person? Because I know that
Hold on. There's no way to separate. This is what it is. I said this earlier. When I separate to God, anything that's not doing the same thing will be shooken off. So that takes me out of the equation of trying to judge or wonder, and how it's just how I live my life.
My question is, are where I get confused at is because once you accept the Lord, you're separated, right? You have God in you, even though, well, let's just say I was out in the street a drug addict, but I had accepted the Lord. I knew in my heart, I began to realize what my purpose was. I began to feel convicted when I done things that were wrong. But even in the midst of my confusion, I still went to church. I still took people to church. I still done good deeds. But
me too.
Then I
me too. Look, me too.
Right. So I'm like,
I'm not gonna tell these type of stories online. Me and you got to talk offline about me back in the day thing. It was terrible. Because even when I was selling dope, people had to hear the word before they got it.
Right, and that's what I knew that I was chosen, you know, and it's just it was the flesh, and so now it's like the separation. You do have to come from among them, but then I know for a fact that my calling is to go back in and get them. So.
Once they accept
the Lord as their Lord and Savior, would they be considered holy? Or because my thing is, they know. They've accepted the Lord. He's their personal Savior. So that means that he's within them. He dwells within them. But even in the uncleanliness lives that they're living, God is still in. He's still there. He's saving them. And I'll just give
Let me clarify something. Let me clarify something for you right now. If you're still living an unholy life, he is not in you. He's around you and he's available to me and to you, but if I'm living an unholy life, I don't care if I go to church on Sunday, and I'm living an unholy life, God is still in a sovereign place. That's why it's important for us to be committed and dedicated to God in holiness. Now, when I say separated in, when I say the word of God says separated to God, that means I'm separating myself to God, saying everything else, and the only thing I'm going to do is God. Nothing else.
Right.
So in that position, my sister, it takes the point to say when I separate myself to God, everything else is unseparated. There's no more connection. Because I need confirmation through being holy in the spirit, and I need confirmation of oneness in God by the word to know who I'm supposed to be connected with. And I don't even have to call your name. I just know it comes naturally.
Right. Well,
you know
I'm just trying to get a clear understanding of that. So
yeah, holy don't play. Look, holiness don't play. This is a top subject. We might talk about this for weeks here on Let's Talk Jesus because I'm feeling that in the spirit. But holiness is so dynamic and so important that we really consecrate. Look that word up tonight, consecrate. That means to really give your all as a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Dedication means nothing else can change my mind. I'm dedicated. What? Get out of here. Anything that don't sound like what I'm dedicated to, got to go.
I feel like I may have misled someone. I was talking to them, like ministering to them, and they were telling me that, you know, they didn't want to go to church because they felt like they were ugly and they were dirty because of the things that they done. And I asked them if they accepted the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they said yes, and they began to cry. And I told them that, you know, in due time, they would stop doing the things that they used to do, and they would want to live a different way. But
you didn't lead them wrong. You didn't lead them wrong. But one thing,
so I misled them.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't mislead them because this is a simple thing. Is that you said if you're in God, he's going to take it away from you. The only
right.
The only push part that changes from what I said is that when I say separated to God, it means I'm not going to think about my past. I'm not going to think about what I just did. I'm not going to think about them thoughts I had. I'm going to get with God. And the more I separate to God means I make it a priority that I'm not going to try to change me. I'm not going to try to quit. I'm not going to try to give it up. I'm not going to try to go cold turkey. I'm just going to give God the best I can. And I'm going to press to give it more every day. That's what I mean by being separated to God.
Okay.
And holiness is where you say, I'm dedicated. Now, you ain't perfect. You are not perfect, woman of God, and neither am I. My faults don't take away my dedication, but my sins do. So it means I got to stop sinning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be more proactive to be holy.
Amen.
And you did not lead them wrong. You didn't. Because you said, as long as you're giving Jesus your best, everything else is going to take care of itself. I'm saying in a more aggressive state, you gotta dedicate everything to God.
Right.
Don't even think about the bills. Don't think about the man, the woman, the relationships, the cars. Don't think about none of that. Just think about God and make your focus on him. Minister Terry, come on in. I see you didn't dial one. Hey, I love you, sis. Call me one-on-one. Minister Carolyn.
Okay, I will.
Okay, all right.
Good evening, family.
What's the word?
Ooh, the word is holy, holiness. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, family, I'm listening, and I'm, you know, this is deep. It is really deep because I'm telling you, Minister Michelle, Pastor Dwayne, Pastor E, and Mr. Curly, you all have touched on so many nuggets. And Michelle mentioned submission and obedience. And stand in the word of God, the true living word of God, and being faithful to his word and believing every word of it is true and just being dedicated to it. This is a deep subject here, family. And Pastor Dwayne says the life, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, you know. Holiness is a lifestyle. And Pastor E, I like what you said. We perish for lack of knowledge. We perish for lack of not knowing Jesus. Because, you know, the deeper we get into knowing him, knowing what who he was and what he did for each and every one of us, then we'll have a clearer picture. And I'm speaking for myself because I look for more and more of him every day because I know, being a late bloomer and reading the Word of God, I've missed out on a lot of things, but I thank God that the Word of God stands forever and is still there for each and every one of us that want to take it on personally to make it personal. Because I do see the Word. I see life in the Word, and I see the change. I see things, you know, just differently through the Word of God. So this is an awesome subject, family, and I'm so I'm so into it because it has become, you know, my priority. When he opens my eyes,
maybe we all need to just do a network series on holiness.
Holiness, yes, because it's a priority. But you guys get so
something came in my. I want to be prophetic for you right now because something just came in my spirit when you said that. Well, I was a late bloomer, girl. You didn't call up.
Oh.
Y'all better start listening to What's the Word and 52 Weeks of Love. That word be going so forth on Fridays. And I see our numbers have dropped down because, I don't know, y'all just want to hear from me. No, we got other people that have dynamic word, too. We need you guys to listen. But, girl, you done caught up.
Yeah, Patrick.
You have leaped and bounded some things. Oh, I think we're almost in our 3.5-year connection.
I don't have time to read nothing else but the Word. I'm like, ooh, you know, because it has so much meaning to my life.
Well, you're my one. You're my one.
Yeah.
You know, the Word says, you reach one, you're my one.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God that you reached out in that time of season, too. I thank God, too, Pastor.
Oh, that was God. That was nothing but God. Nothing but God.
Yes, nothing but God. I tell you, God bless you all, family. I love you all.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, can we talk Jesus?
Yes, we can. We can talk Jesus anytime, a day or night. We can talk Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's something, that's something I know. I don't have to push on you.
No, sir. We can talk Jesus anytime, in the morning, noon, or night, 24/7. When it comes down to talking Jesus, I can talk nothing else but Jesus. I was sitting down here today, and this dropped in my spirit. This Word of God dropped in my spirit. Nothing. I mean, nothing can separate me from the love of God. And this voice came to me, neither death, nor height, nor principality. Nothing can separate me from God. I can always talk about, let's talk Jesus. You know why? Because I know who I am, whom I am, and who I belong to. And this is an awesome topic tonight, man of God. And good evening to everyone on the line tonight. Man of God, this is an awesome topic.
Oh yeah, I had to hold it back. I wanted to get us ripe in our new season because I know holiness is gonna take over. It's gonna take over. I want to hear a lot about holiness on this network, y'all.
It is so awesome, holiness in Jesus. And I have so much. I was writing down as you all was talking. You talked about 1 Peter 1:16, 1:15 and 16, where Peter said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And I hear some people, I'm not talking about everybody, but I do hear some people say this, I cannot live holy. But man of God, the devil is a lie. We can live holy. We can live a holy life for Christ.
Living holy.
Yes. I am living holy. Holiness means you don't have to go around dressed. I'm talking about a man right now. You don't have to go around dressed in all black, a black hat, black everything, a black robe. And a woman, you don't have to go around on dress, covering your shoes. That don't make you holy. Your holiness is in your heart. Your holiness is in your heart. Jesus is a holy God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a miraculous God. He's everything that we need in him. No, we are not perfect. I think I just heard Minister Carolyn. We are not perfect, but guess what? We can strive toward perfection, to become perfect like Christ. The only one perfect is Jesus Christ. I have two things I want to share with you all. I heard Pastor Dwayne talked about Moses, and I had just written that down. When Moses in Exodus, I think the third chapter, verses 5, when Moses saw a bush burning, and Moses heard a voice spoke out of the burning bush and said to Moses, "Stand still, Moses. Don't come any further, because the ground you are standing on are holy." He said, "The ground you are standing on are holy." And let me tell you what I've written down here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy. That's what he told Moses. The ground you are standing on are holy. Holy ground. And I'm going to say this. I look at some people outside the churches on Sunday. Lights up a cigarette. And I look. And I say, not just the inside of the building is holy, but these grounds out here are holy too. Grounds are holy. They are holy. Y'all, we serve the holy God. Let me share this with you. Amen. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will reason, the holy offspring shall be called the sons of God. That's in Luke 1:35. To do a complete thorough work in us. In us. And hear what I have about Moses. Amen. Listen at this. God never tells us. Be as 1 Peter 1:15-16 says, it's instruct us without giving us the help we need to make us holy. So God sends his Holy Spirit into our what? Our heart. The Holy Spirit, holiness is in our heart. They have a song say, holiness is what I long to be. Holiness is what God wants for me. Holiness is all I need. Holiness. Holiness is such an awesome word. Y'all, we can live a holy life. When you see people fall from grace, they say they couldn't live holy. The devil is a deceiver. The devil brings deception. The devil is accusing of the brethren. You can live holy. Yes, the devil is bringing temptation. He tries to tempt us. But I want to say today, don't yield to temptation. You don't have to yield to it. But live that holy life for God. Live it for Jesus. Live it for Jesus. We can be holy. We can be holy. We can live a holy life. A holy life. Ever since I got baptized when I was 11 years old in a pond on the side of the road, I know I was missing something. I was missing the most important thing in my life, and that was the Holy Spirit until I moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Went to this church one night, and this lady told me to stand up, this evangelist, prophet, apostle. She stood at all fivefold ministry. She told me, y'all, to stand up. My daughter. And I said, well, who is her daughter? And I kept looking around, and she pointed to me. She said, I'm talking to you. She said, God is doing a work on you. He's filling you with the Holy Ghost. And I don't know nothing after that. I was slain in the spirit. I got up and I ran through the church. I danced, I jumped, and then the Lord showed me a vision I could see above me in the sky. And from that day on, I've been living a holy life. I might have said some things. I maybe thought something in my mind. But I ask God every day, y'all, forgive me if I've sinned. Forgive me if I thought I said anything in my mind. Don't say you can't live holy. Yes, you can. Holiness is what God wants for us. You can live holy. You can live holy. Don't say you can't. And I was reading another scripture here. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Listen at this, you all. To hear clearly from God. To hear clearly from God. I'm talking about clearly from God. You need to be willing to live and hope. To hear clearly from God. You need to be willing to live on holy ground. On holy ground. A life of purity. And that means keeping your thoughts in with God. In with what? In with God's word. Remember that Jesus said, the pure in heart, thank you, Father, pure in heart, shall or would see God. You can find that in Matthew 5:8. The pure in heart, would see God. We can live holy because of our heart. And I hear the man of God say, where is your heart? Your heart is in your mind. And that blood that pumps in your heart and your organ, but your heart is in your mind. Y'all, we can live holy. Holy. You want to hear say the angels say, holy. Holy, 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 holy. We can live holy.
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 Holy, holy. Can you hear the angels say, holy, 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 holy.
Of our God.
Holy. Holy Jesus.
Worthy
holy
is
Jesus.
The Lamb.
Say amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Worthy.
Of our God.
Yes,
worthy
Jesus.
Is the Lamb.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
My God. He's
yes,
worthy.
Jesus. He's so worthy.
Yes, he is, and that's where that worship comes
yes,
in. And it was in the
Jesus.
Atmosphere from the beginning that we need to learn to take a minute to turn everything
yes.
else off and just bow down before him. And I'm
yes.
going to be transparent tonight. When you guys be
come
hearing
on,
that
though.
Music playing at the end of every broadcast, you know where I'm at?
Yes.
I'm on
yes.
the floor, not on the pillow, not on the mat. I'm on the floor, prostrate,
yes.
crying out to him. Thanking him for a great broadcast. That one.
Yes. Yes.
That one.
Man of God.
Said,
you
I'm
about
better. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. Just one.
Yes. I do that too.
It ain't about the numbers. It's not about
the
openness. But when I play that last song, you'd be like, where that song come from? I'm on my face because I'm trying to seek him.
Yes.
No TVs,
I mean,
no lights, no
yes,
nothing.
Lord.
That song
no,
playing in my ears. Worthy
yes.
is the Lamb.
Thank you, worthy.
Of our
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb.
So it's not, I just, you know, maybe I've never shared that before, but it's really not for entertainment.
Yes.
It's really for going in.
Going
these
in.
These broadcasts is opening
in.
Up.
Enter into his
but
presence.
We need to go in. Oh, Jesus.
Into the Holy
we need to go in.
Yes. Man of God, you talked about, Jesus. You talked about dedicated. You talked about consecrated.
Yeah. with a purpose.
With a purpose. Dedicate. Somebody need to dedicate their life to God tonight.
Tonight.
Dedicated. Hallelujah.
I know you go to church. I know you listen to broadcast, but it's somebody
yes.
on this broadcast tonight that need to rededicate yourself to
rededicate
Christ.
Because
your man, your woman, your children, your job, something has got involved and got you undedicated. You need to rededicate tonight to Christ.
Get your life back to God tonight. Rededicate your life to God tonight.
And I need everybody that don't need to rededicate your life, I need you to be praying in the spirit. For whoever, let's go to the portion room. Let's go to the portion room for dedicating your life back to Christ.
Yes.
Don't call no names.
Hallelujah.
We don't need to know your business. But can we be in agreement that I need? Okay. All right. I know you think I'm all that in the bag of you. I need to rededicate my life to Christ tonight. So I'm jumping in the portion room. And I'm saying, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me.
Yes.
I say that about 100 times a day, y'all. y'all don't get it.
Yes.
I say that one scripture right there about 100 times a day. Oh, Lord, creating me a clean heart, renew the right spirit in me, because it's about 100 times a day. I want to go back to where I used to come from.
Yes.
Hey, maybe I'm the only one. Pastor Dwayne,
do you
ever feel like that?
Yes, Lord.
I feel like that. Hey, I feel exactly like that, my brother.
Created me a clean heart. Renew your right spirit.
Yes.
That's what David said. That's a part of understanding holiness. I want to say this for a second. The other minister, she was talking that Paul talks about having a formula of godliness but denying the power. You know, I had a formula of godliness. That's why I kept getting high. That's why I kept going to the club. That's why I kept doing what I was doing. I have a formula of God. I have a formula of religion. That's basically what he's saying, a formula of religion.
See,
because religion has you to keep talking about we all fall short of the glory of God. That
we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
But that's over with. Why? Because
but that don't mean I got to stay in that state.
No, and so in the book of Jude, as I was telling you, in the book of Jude, he said he's able to present you faultless. If he's able to present you faultless, then that means we need to get that out of our head. That's what the devil keeps telling us. Oh, we just a sinner. We just a no.
Change your mind. Come on, change your mind.
He said we priesthood. We priests. Wasn't no priest in the Old Testament was no sinner. The priest in the Old Testament.
Come on, change your mind.
Change your mind. And so that's what we have to do. We have to change our mind. Holiness. Now, you talking about holiness. I just got this out of my Bible, man. I got this thing. This is a teaching that I did back in 2007. I got a whole stuff on this thing, and I'm about to send this to you, bro. I was getting this out of my I gave my wife. We have a set of guidelines and stuff like that we do in the church. And I forgot. I looked in that back, and I was showing my wife. I said, "Well, babe, this is what we're talking about, holiness." And I got from A to Z.
I need to write a book on it because I got. I just went on my hard drive and I just searched holiness. I said, "Ooh, that was the I wrote that back in '98." Y'all was hearing some teachings tonight from back in '98. I got some holiness stuff too. We probably need to. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If there's anyone that's connected with the Now Network or P2P Ministries that wants to collaborate on a joint book, message me. Don't say nothing on this on the line. Get with me individually. That was straight from – that was my prophetic moment of tonight. Anybody, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think you ain't. If you want to get involved in a collaboration book, that we all just feed the body of Christ in this book. Give me a call. I mean, I got four books. I got four books too. Man, produce it. I just can't let it go. But God just said, then it's about 100 books out there on everybody that you deal with. Let's make a collaboration.
Hmm.
The name of that book is going to be The Collaboration of Agreement.
Hmm.
And then in big letters at the bottom, Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
My God.
Oh, my God.
You better start writing, y'all. Can we do a network book?
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to blow up. You ain't trying to blow up. We just trying to share. Watch what God do. I want to put a book. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm about to spin. You know, I'm in my office chair. I'm about to spin about 18 times to let y'all know that was a revelation from God. Can we do a network book?
Amen.
Just a chapter. Everybody out there, I can't do a whole book. Can you do a chapter? Give me a chapter, y'all. Give me a chapter. I'm going to put this book together, and we're going to make it work. Oh, my God.
I wish you was in Wisconsin, man. I got a book. I wish you was in Wisconsin. I can show you this. I can show you this book, man. The one you're trying to put together right now, I can show you this book. I can show you this book. I can show you this book.
You got a camera on your phone? You got a camera on your phone? You better take some pictures and start sending it.
I'm going to start sending it to you because I got
Evangelist, I know you flipping around.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I don't know.
I need a chapter from everybody I know. I'm going to put that on Facebook. I'm going to do a flyer. I'm going to put that out all across all of my friends. I need a chapter from everybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
It ain't about me. It's about him. Titles. I'm gonna put out a title challenge. We can add in every aspect of your business, your personal life. Give me a chapter of how God is working in your life. I don't care what you do and what you think you aren't. Write me a chapter. I'm throwing. Oh my God! I'm on a new revelation. Oh my! This is a prophetic night tonight. So I am. I'm not apostle tonight. I'm prophet.
Glory to God.
Oh, Mr. 5-4, I'm going to step into it. I need a chapter. And if you guys that know me, you know I ain't playing. All that stuff you've been writing, Minister Terry, all my team members, all my covenant ministers, you are my first core. I'll talk to you too, Carolyn. I need a chapter, and we're going to put together a network book. Oh, Jesus. Anybody else want to get in this conversation tonight? We're about to shut it down. But this has been awesome. Now, I'm telling you now,
yes,
I'm going to be continuing holiness until God tell me not to, because I have a lot. You think you got a lot of information on holiness? I have a bunch. We're going to be sharing it every broadcast. Pastor Dwayne is tomorrow night.
Get back to the basics. Yes. Walk the word out. Be the word. Live the word. Know the word. You are the word. I got a word. I got a word, and God gave it to me. I preached on it Sunday.
Nah, we don't get no. Don't give us too much. Don't give us too much.
Oh no, I ain't gonna give you the. I'm not giving you the word. I'm not.
So tomorrow night on Man of the Movement, which is the third Tuesday of every month, where Pastor Dwayne and getting back to the basics. You ain't gonna hear my name other than the intro, because Pastor Dwayne gonna come in and give us a word. He gonna preach tomorrow night. It ain't no interviews. It ain't no talk show. It's a word. Tomorrow night from Pastor D.
Yes, Lord.
Word. My God.
Oh, God.
Now, I want to say this in the Holy Spirit right now. You know, I need your wife to get connected with Minister Michelle and Women Speak Now, because guess what? It's just not for you. This network is for her, too. And she needs to be heard.
Rockin'.
Put it on speaker. Rockin'. I'm going to call her out. Woman of God, we need you to be heard. Start small, smart, whatever, but we need you to be heard. Agreement is the most powerful thing when people work together. I tell you, I'm prophetic tonight, so I'm just being honest, and I'm just keeping it real and saying that to the woman of God, your partner, that woman up. as we are manning up. Every day, every day of every year, we're going to love you women some kind of way.
Oh,
this is, hello?
You brought me in end of the conversation. Praise the Lord.
Come on. Hallelujah.
How you doing?
You better ask your husband. I stay blessed. I am blessed.
Yes, we stand blessed here too, and I see that. I kind of heard on the tail end that you all were talking about holiness, and so you know holiness is a standard, and without holiness, nobody gonna be able to see the Lord. So we do have to get back to basics. Do what honors the Lord. It's not about us, but we need to do what do His will. And it's a standard. We are not of the world, so we shouldn't look like the world. We shouldn't be acting like the world.
Oh, look, I'm spinning right now in my chair, my Holy Ghost chair, because you are so. It's really time to separate, not from anything, but separate to God. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I want to get you. We have a show on Thursday night called Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I want to get you on that broadcast and get you involved with Minister Michelle, Minister Annie Collins, and the whole women crew that just get on there and talk.
That's fine. That'll be a blessing. You know,
It's done.
At any time, I'll be ready.
Okay, well, after we get off this call,
he's gonna see me on the side a little bit tonight. He snatched me up because I didn't hear the broadcast.
Oh no, it's all good. This is our introduction, but I just want to let you know. Ask him about me. Say when you tell him yes, you better watch out because he's gonna be like, oh, where's she at? Got a schedule. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
Well, they say be ready. Because,
be ready in and out of season.
No.
That's
it's
the word.
It's the same thing. Well, if you called into the ministry, you can't tell nobody if they call up and ask you about Jesus. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me go get about 5-10 minutes and let me get myself together.
Man, I'm watching the game. Wait, hold on. I'm watching the game. After the game, let me call you
back. Oh, my Jesus.
That's why, we laugh, but like I was telling my husband, sometimes we get so bent up on tradition or how things are, how people say things are supposed to go, even with people visiting your church. If I walk in and I'm hurting, and you see I'm hurting, don't wait till no altar call to pray for me.
You gotta come put your hands on me. Look, come and hug me right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I could come to your church, but I need to be delivered now. So as saints of God, we need to be ready. I have a lady on my job that you know where I work at, if you get to talk about Jesus, they'd be like looking and ready to report you. This lady, it started off that she was just like, oh, y'all go out and you guys go out and do outreach. The next thing I know, this lady, wait a minute. So I'm trying to change my life. Well, praise the Lord. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Man, my sister, I'm so glad to hear from you this evening. And we got about 9 minutes before the end of the recording, so I want to be diligent to this. What I want to do right now is we're going to do our roll call here on Let's Talk Jesus. We're going to start with Minister Terry. We're going to go to Minister Carolyn. We're going to come to Pastor Dwayne. What's your first name, woman of God? I know he's told me before, but if I don't know you, I'm like, my name, I'm bad with names. What's your first name?
Ann.
Minister Ann. So after he gets done, he's going to give you the phone. This is our closing comments on Let's Talk Jesus to whoever's listening that needs to know something they never known before. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to get you scheduled on Let's Talk Jesus. Minister Carolyn. Oh, wait a minute. Let me unmute her. That's my bad. Minister Carolyn, you have any closing remarks?
Yes, I just want to say that I was blessed and I learned something tonight. And the very last thing you guys touched on, her, it was just a comment where she said, you know, if you're into holiness or, you know, you can't be watching a football game and say, you know, let me call you back after the game is on. And I remember it. This is how much that I have grown in this ministry is I was going through one night and you put me in a Porsche room. I was in there with Minister Michelle and another minister and my husband called and I'm like, oh, he's in prison. And they was like, do you want this call? And I automatically said, yeah. And after I hung up, I thought about it and I felt convicted. You know, it's because, well, I know where he is, and I know there's money on my phone. I know he could always call back. But I pushed aside what the woman of God was doing for me and trying to help me in the spirit and for my husband. And it didn't change anything. I can't change him, but what I could do is change myself. And that's what the women of God was trying to work out with me. So my thing, what I've learned tonight and what I will never let happen again is, like, I'll call you back or I'll do this, especially when they were helping me. You know, God says, I'll help you, but you got to help yourself. And so at that moment, you know, I stagnated my own growth that night. And then it might have took a couple of more times to be on the line till I finally got it. But that would be my closing remark is never put anything on anyone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just set yourself up tonight. We're going to talk about this online away from everybody else, but get ready. Minister Terry.
Well, family, I'd just like to say welcome to Minister Ann. Welcome to the family. And also I like to tell the listeners and family, I like to share with you though. Jesus is and should be the priority of our life. And praise be to God because he gave us his best and he deserves our best. So I think just making him a priority constantly is best. It's not an option. It's a priority. So that's my closing comments, Pastor E and family.
Amen. Amen. Now we got the team, we got the Collins team, and I don't know who's going to go first and who's going to go last, but I want to open up the line to you guys to your closing comments, Pastor Dwayne, Prophetess Annie, whoever wants to go first and whoever wants to go second, that's on you guys. You do the passing of the phone.
I just want to say this last remark. You know, we just gotta let God lead us. You said the Holy Ghost will be a teacher, so let the Holy Ghost teach us. Let us show us how to walk in holiness, because holiness is a lifestyle. It's not about how you wear your clothes. It's not about your denomination. It's a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle according to God, because God said, be holy, for I am holy. So we got to understand what holiness is by through him. He shows us what holiness is. So I just want you guys to be blessed. I want you guys to stay encouraged, and let the Holy Ghost lead you. Let the Holy Ghost talk for you. Amen.
Amen.
My parting thought is, you know, is just to say, you know, holiness is right. Don't let nobody come in and trick you and run you away from what you know is right. If you got a conviction in your spirit that something ain't quite right or something that you doing in your lifestyle, stop it. Don't let nobody come to you and tell you, no, it don't take all that. Well, that's a lie and it's from the pit of hell. Because it take all that and then some, because we're still striving for perfection.
Amen. Hallelujah. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, I'm not perfect either, but I am striving. I want to say this, that there's some things that we want to acknowledge. This doesn't have anything to do with who I am or who I was or what I want to be. This means to be dedicated. We said we must be dedicated and consecrated to holiness. But that first comes from a reverence of God, and that motivates me to a holiness of God. And once I reach the holiness, now I know I have to exhibit. You know what an exhibition is? You put it on Front Street. So now I go to the next level that the holiness is magnified. Then I'm grown up. Oh, I told you it's time to grow up, because now I'm commanded to imitate. Oh, yes. He says, you shall be holy, for I am holy. But now holiness is available for everyone. I have to be willing to not hoarder or think it's just for me. I got to give it up. Because you know what? God's holiness is incomparable. Nothing matches God's holiness. Nothing can measure God's holiness. And then when his word, oh, hallelujah, through his word, his holiness is exemplified. Now, we talk about having church. We can now have a holy service because of nothing else. He says, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess to the what? Name of Jesus. When I exalt him, I don't have to ask you to get down. I don't have to ask you to do nothing. We already know what's going to happen because the name has power. Then I must go to another level. We talk about holiness in our closing. My character is of holiness. That now my works, ooh, you ain't just talking about what I'm talking about with my mouth. You see how I am activating my lifestyle. Oh, yeah, that practice, that reverence, that we talked about all of the standards of us being dedicated to nothing but the promise. That now my praise is holy. That now my worship is holy. And that it's not about being judged. It's about being fulfilled. Oh, my God, because the holiness will fulfill you tonight. We're going to study all of these areas that I just mentioned to you until the Lord says different. I'm on a holiness spark. I'm going to kick this thing till it won't kick anymore. But I tell you one thing, kick with me. Move with me. Press with me. Because guess what? He says, you will be holy. He didn't say group, team. He was talking to you, just like he was talking to me. But you be holy because he's holy. Oh, yeah, we had a great broadcast tonight. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I honor you guys. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is worthy.
Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. And you gave amazing grace. Thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you for the
worthy is the
you lift your hands and say, worthy,
hallelujah,
worthy. God bless you, family. I love you. I honor you, and I appreciate you. And you are most beautifully made by God.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.